Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiara. How may I help you?
Yes.
I called you and said that for you guys would be coming back.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I can't hardly hear you.
Hold on, I'm sorry. Can you hear me? Hello?
A little bit.
Okay, how about now?
It's better.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Is that better?
Yes, much better.
Okay. I'm hoping that you're from this company that I called earlier today. And when I called, they put me on hold. And about 10 minutes later, it switched me to for my number to be left for hopefully you guys to be able to call me back. And what it's in regarding is I had gotten an email from Kohl's company, the Kohl's department store, and to answer the survey, and I could get a free La Crusette. It's like a, it's almost like a cast iron pot, and it's orange. And by taking the survey, it said that I qualified for the free La Crescent. I'm not sure that's exactly how you pronounce it, but I have a like an order number, and it was our, and all I had to do was pay for the taxes and the shipping and handling.
Okay, sir, may I please have your zip code?
81503. And I did the survey.
Can I have your first and last name?
Dennis Burnett. Burnette. It's Dennis, as in Dennis the Menace.
You said the zip code is 81503?
Correct. And I have the claim number with me, too, also.
And you're calling about a charge?
No, I'm calling about the survey that I took. It was through the Kohl's department store, and I'm sure that the company isn't through Kohl's, but Kohl's represents it. And I have an order number. Would you like the order number?
No, sir, I don't need it. Can you please verify the address for me for security purposes?
Yes, 2765 B as in boy Road, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81503.
Thank you for that. Give me one moment.
Thank you.
I'm still here, sir. Just give me one moment. My systems are going a little slow today.
Okay, not a problem.
I'm sorry, sir, for the wait, but my system is still trying to load your account. Please bear with me.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sir, I have your account pulled up, and it says here that on November 24th, you entered into a sweepstakes for a chance to win a cruise set.
Correct.
Okay.
And the money was taken out on the 26th on my credit card, or there that night. Yeah, it was taken out on the 24th, and then it went through on my credit card. It came out from pending on the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, when should I never got an email on it, on the logistics, on when I should be receiving it in the mail or anything like that.
Okay, sir. You entered for a chance to win it. You entered for a chance to win the cruise set. You did not win because they've already picked the winners.
Okay, so then why was I charged $574 for it?
That's for to enter, sir. You entered to win that day. And you did not win.
Oh, so I mean, it didn't say anything about that I would have to pay to enter.
Yes, sir. You entered to win for a chance to win.
And it says congratulations.
It was like a drawing. Draw your name.
Okay, but I... Right when I finished up the survey and everything else, it says, congratulations, you won the cruise set.
I don't know why I said that, because if you won, it would have been shipped to you and you have gotten a call or email or something.
Okay, well, I find this very shady and shiesty. Because nothing in the beginning, before you take the survey, it does not say anything about you will be charged five whatever.
Did you read the terms and conditions?
Yes, I did, and I didn't see anything in there. Okay, well, I know that you don't have any control over how this is done. You're just doing your job, and I appreciate that, and I respect that.
Okay, is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling.
And you have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
All right, you too.